The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 17th of May, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way in about 5 minutes. So you, the owner of, say, a mid-2012 or possibly 2013 MacBook Pro, been needing a battery and been kind of hard to come by? Well, Apple's got some good news for you today. They have got their inventory replenished of batteries. Now, those of you who don't know, the enclosure that houses the keyboard, the trackpad, and speaker grills on the MacBook Pro, well, for those two models I just mentioned, the battery actually is affixed to the underside of the top case with a buttload of adhesive, meaning you have to swap out the entire thing for a simple battery replacement. Yeah, somebody wasn't thinking in the design concept there, were they, when they had to repair the thing? And, of course, now that Apple's got stocks back in, that means they're no longer going to offer their free delayed repairs to customers with new orders. That means Apple is going to resume charging its standard out-of-warranty fee for all 15-inch MacBook Pro battery replacements, which is about $200 in the U.S. Might vary depending on where you're at. Thank you, Apple. With every good news, there's always some bad. Oh, yes, Wi-Fi. We love it. We gotta have it. But it's a pain in the butt when it ain't working right. Well, Google's Wi-Fi routers might actually pinpoint the problem if you are having problems. Yep, they're rolling out an update for the Google Wi-Fi routers that is making checking on the performance of each device a hell of a lot easier. What the new update will do, it will test each individual device connected to Google Wi-Fi, and it'll see how they're performing. Plus, also with a new feature, it'll understand the dead zones in your house, too, you know, where you just can't really get a signal at all, and it's just on the other side of the wall, and you can't figure that out. Plus, you're looking at things like, why is his Wi-Fi working, but mine isn't, and we're connected to the same place? Apparently, this new update is going to let you in on all those secrets. I hate to tell you, though, don't get too excited, because it's not quite out yet. Now, Google said that the update will be coming to all Google Wi-Fi users in the coming weeks. So keep the aspirin nearby, because you're going to need it for a little while longer. Well, there's been rumors, and there's been rumors, and more rumors. But finally, it seems those rumors have come true. YouTube's music streaming service is coming. Yes, YouTube is going to be bringing millions of tracks and videos in both free and paid flavors, they're saying, coming your way on May 22nd. And according to YouTube, you'll be able to find entire albums, covers, remixes, live versions, and even artist radio stations in its new mobile and desktop apps. Now, yes, at the first, you did hear me correctly. There's going to be a free version. And as you probably guess, that free version will be full of ads. And if it's anything like YouTube's getting, a lot of ads. Now, here's where things get confusing. If you're already subscribed to Google Play Music for $9.99 a month, you're actually going to get YouTube Music Premium. That will allow for offline downloads and, of course, no ads. However, though, there's another option, which is called YouTube Premium. That's going to cost you $11.99 a month. Yes, that's correct. It's going to cost you more. That'll get you YouTube's Music Premium service and access to the video's platform content, all ad free. But of course, you won't have access to Google Play anymore. Decisions. Maybe it just all comes down to just how bad you really want to watch Cobra Kai. And finally, speaking of music streaming services, I don't know how much longer this one will be around. Now, full disclaimer here, Tidal, I actually quite like. Sound quality's excellent, and even like how fluid the app is, but hate how much it costs per month. And I guess I'm not the only one, because we all know that Tidal, yeah, ain't raking in the money. How much money are they not raking in? Well, let's put it to you this way. They haven't paid any royalty payments in months to the record labels. This is all according to the Music Business Worldwide. And in particular, a person which I guess wants to remain anonymous. Anyways, they're over there at some Sony subsidiary. They actually said it is correct that there are delays in payments from Tidal. They actually hinted they hadn't paid since October of last year. Yeah, we know Tidal hasn't had a whole lot of money since December of last year. But now it's looking like they ain't got any money. Hey, if you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com, britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for the podcast, the blog, and review section all over there for you. You can also find us on our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger, and our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. That is where the fun is, and you cannot be without it. The news show will be returning to you for your Friday edition, and I can't wait. I'm sure you can't either. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.